Amanda Reynolds of the Downtown Brine Association.
Good evening.
It's as if there's nothing going on. Farther from the truth.
Right, which, yes, not true at all, not true. We actually have been running around all afternoon setting up for our summer concert series, which is kicking off tonight in the Palace Theater. And we are super lucky to have the lovely Katie Hamlin, who is from Brine, has just released a new CD kicking off our concert series for us tonight.
Again, what time and what, if any, admission charge?
It starts at 8. Gates will open at 7:30. So if you want a good seat, you can get there early. And it is absolutely free. So you can come on down and enjoy a nice, good time. Hopefully all the sun will be set, or at least behind the Downtown Brine buildings at 8. And so it'll be nice, cool weather for this evening.
Well, again, if that is not enough, then we have First Friday, the regularly scheduled topic.
Right. It is First Friday already. It just rolls around so quickly every month. But it's even though summer started, it's a busy First Friday. We have Diana Burke, who runs a local violin studio, and they are performing the full orchestral piece of the Four Seasons in the Palace starting at 6. And then after that, we have live music. Matthew Mayfield, he's actually from Birmingham, Alabama, and he's had music on shows like Grey's Anatomy and Nashville. He's coming to perform at the Palace, too. That's at 7:30, and then Daniel Gonzalez follows him up at 9:15. So full evening of music at the Palace, and it's just going to be absolutely wonderful. We got Finding Nemo in the Park, and we are welcoming a new business downtown. The Bird's Nest is opening in the old Heritage Menswear store, so they are having their grand opening and welcoming people in tomorrow night.
I'm always jazzed when there's a storefront that becomes unvacated.
Right. Yes, we are too. And we took a sneak peek in there this week, and there is so many things in there, just everywhere you look, and beautiful antiques, and they've got even some new stuff that looks vintagey, so some new towels and t-shirts and just really something for everybody. They have an old-timey candy bar, too, with a lot of vintage candies in there. Not true vintage candies, but reproductions. That was a debate Sandy and I had, but they are still good to eat. So.
Dates have not expired.
Right, yes. So it's a really neat store. Just I would encourage everybody to even just walk in, stick your head in, and be amazed at all the stuff they have in there.
Back to the concerts. Again, no admission.
No admission. Everything is free. The movies are free. The Palace is free. We have, I think, about 15 musicians on the streets in downtown Brine, so it's all free to come down and look around.
Visiting with Amanda Reynolds of the Downtown Brine Association. So we've kind of made an event sandwich. We've got the new thing with the summer concert series right. This evening, First Friday, always around. Mm-hmm. And then day after tomorrow is the debut of the new location of the Farmers Market.
Yes, we are incredibly excited to be welcoming the Farmers Market to downtown. The Farmers Market originally started in downtown and then has moved in several locations, but they're coming back to downtown. So they're going to be on the north end. The actual street is 21st Street, so it'll be set up in between Main and Brine, so you can park either on Main or Brine. There's plenty of parking. They're going to have a band from 9 to 11. I believe they're going to have some sort of breakfast tacos out there. We talked to them, and one of the farmers said, "What's the buzz?" comes out, and he always gets a fresh cup of coffee ground right at the farmers market. So it should be a great time. We are just so excited to have them downtown, and they're going to be downtown forever. So it's a permanent change, and we are just could not be happier to have them downtown.
For those that are familiar with the Artfield exhibit, I guess it would be a block or so to the south then.
That is correct. It's where the first Artfield originally was for those hardcore downtowners, but it's one block south of Artfield currently, and it's one block north of Alice's Attic and Parker Lumber.
And the other note, it's not as important because we're finally drying out from the rain, but the vendors are actually on the street. 21st Street's actually closed to allow the pedestrian traffic.
Right. So they are going to back in like it was a true parking space, and truck beds and tents will be set up towards the center of the street where you drive. So everywhere you walk is concrete, no risk of getting muddy unless you're just feeling playful and decide to go out in the grass lawn and play.
Let me wrap up because I just remembered getting the first news release for Texas Reds a couple of days ago.
Yes.
So let's tease folks again. That's not too far away now.
Oh, it is coming up soon. We're about 3 months away. It'll be September 26th and 27th. It's a Saturday, Sunday again. Just for a sneak peek for your listeners, we're working on maybe having just a Friday night concert as well for that. But it'll be Saturday, Sunday. We are bringing the steaks back this year. They've been gone for about 2 years, I believe. So we're going to have a Saturday night steak dinner with a limited amount of tickets. So get your tickets while they're hot.
But the tickets haven't gone on sale yet, or
right.
have they?
They have not. They'll go on sale August 1st. So all of our tickets you can pre-sale on our website, which we're getting a new website debuting that this summer as well. And so once we get all that up and running, tickets for the wine pairing, the beer, and the steaks will go on sale August 1st.
And I'll ask this again in July as well as in August. Is it too soon to volunteer?
It is not too soon to think about volunteering, but we are also getting our volunteer system updated. We were actually updating shifts this week, but got a little sidetracked with the concert series happening this weekend. So,
let us know when that opens up then.
We will definitely let y'all know. Last year we had about 550 volunteers, so we need all the help we can get for Texas Reds, and we would love anybody to help.
Remind us of where you're at on social media.
We are at downtownbryan.com. Facebook, it's Historic Downtown Bryan. Twitter is downtown_Bryan. And we have gotten, we've gotten rid of the tr.blog, TX for Texas Reds. So it's just texasredsfestival.com. Nice and easy.
Very good. And always appreciate the visit.
Yeah, I appreciate seeing you.
Amanda Reynolds, the Downtown Bryan Association, with us on News Talk 1620 WTAW.